what we found out in our research is that every member of the group of eight countries have been selling irresponsibly to a variety of developing countries, and our concern is that G8 commitments to end poverty and injustice really mean little if some of the very same governments that will be meeting here in London tomorrow are still allowing arms exports to repressive regimes, regions already racked by conflict, and countries who can ill afford them.
What effect does this have on these countries?
Well, basically, what it does is by allowing, even encouraging excessive or inappropriate arms purchases by developing countries, the scarce resources of those countries are being diverted away from the fight against poverty. Development is also undermined when arms and military assistance ends up in the hands of poorly trained military forces or violent armed groups that, and then they use them to violate human rights, suppress democracy, destroy infrastructure and resources that are needed for the socio-economic development. I mean, if I could put it perhaps more simply, it's like promising developing countries some bricks to build a large house while at the same time selling them expensive demolition equipment to destroy the foundations.